You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Monday, November 18th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 11%. That's how much an index of retailers has returned in 2019. It's well short of the broader S&P 500's 26% return this year. Now, that's not a new trend. For years, bricks-and-mortar stores have been hurt by the rise of online retailers. That situation has been further complicated by tariffs and an economy that is potentially slowing in 2019. We'll hear from a bevy of retailers when they report earnings this week. Home Depot, Kohl's, and TJX released their third-quarter results on Tuesday. They're followed by Lowe's, Target, and L Brands on Wednesday. And on Thursday, we'll hear from Macy's, Nordstrom, Ross Stores, and Gap. The next number up is 3. That's how many of the top 20 actively managed mutual funds are beating the market in 2019. In other words, it's another lackluster year for stock pickers. The market beaters are the Fidelity Growth Company, Vanguard Dividend Growth, and T. Rowe Price Mid-Cap Growth Funds. Each benefits from having long-tenured portfolio managers. But they all take different approaches to investing. Fidelity Growth has ridden gains in technology giants. T. Rowe Price Mid-Cap Growth has scored by investing in lesser-known healthcare stocks. And Vanguard Dividend Growth may be the only large mutual fund whose top holding is Coca-Cola. That's a growth stock of yesteryear. Our last number is 71%. That's how much Apple stock has returned this year. The tech giant's rally has been unstoppable, and that's even as its market valuation approaches a whopping $1.2 trillion. Valuations of that magnitude are rare. The coming initial public offering of the oil company Saudi Aramco has raised eyebrows for its potential $1.5 trillion valuation. But even that might not be enough to top Apple one day, because the highest analyst price target for Apple stock would value the iPhone maker in the same neighborhood. Next year will bring new 5G iPhones and a chance for the company to continue growing its services revenues. It could be what Apple stock needs to reach that next level. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Monday, November 18th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.